Hey, you guys, it's Easter Sunday. Although I didn't realize that until.
Doesn't feel like Easter. Doesn't feel like Easter. Well, feels I like guess just a day.
Well, yeah, I didn't know it was coming. And then I guess because I'm not like a kid anymore, so I don't get like a cool Easter basket with a bunch of chocolate and stuff in it.
Yeah,
because that was the only. Because, you know, I wasn't raised religious, so we didn't celebrate like a religious holiday. It was just a candy holiday.
Yeah.
So since I don't get any candy, I didn't realize it was Easter.
It's I got funny, a whole jar of candy out there if you want it.
No, I better not.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's just I thought of it because my mom sent me an email and was like, "Oh, happy Easter! Like, what are you guys making?"
Forgot all about it.
Like, yeah. I was like, "We made pizza. Hawaiian pizza."
Yeah.
Which that's kind of funny because we had been talking. I don't even remember how we got on the topic, as most of the topics that we talk about. But
so we're sidetracked.
Yeah. But where we talked about Hawaiian pizza, and I was saying, "Yeah, I even like pineapple on pizza. Fight me." And so then I guess we talked about it, and then like the next day Tom was like, "Man, Hawaiian pizza sounds kind of good." It's like we got ham, but however, we did not have any pineapple.
No, so I went Omega Man on them. I went out there to try to go get pineapple, man.
At Publix,
and Publix had a damn line going all the way down the side of it
because they're only letting so many people in at a time.
And I only needed one can, so I was like, "Fuck!"
It's like I'm not waiting.
Across the street was a Walgreens. And I said, maybe by chance they might have it.
Because they do have some canned stuff. I bought soup.
They have some canned stuff there. So I go over there and I'm looking. Nope, no cans. And then I saw a little thing of like peach. You know that peach there? Not peach, but with a cocktail, that fruit cocktail.
Yeah, fruit cocktail stuff.
And next to it, a big empty space. And I said, fuck. And I looked down at that empty space. You know, it was down one of the bottom shelves. I looked down at that empty space and in the back was fucking one. Pineapple.
One can of pineapple.
It was two for $2, and I only had one. I said, fuck it. Came back. I was cradling that shit.
That's all he bought was one can of pineapple.
Yeah.
At fucking Walgreens, and it was the last one.
Yeah, last
Somebody
one.
Up there, wanted Jesus wanted us to have Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, it was enough to make two pizzas.
For Easter weekend. Yeah, because we made one yesterday, too.
Yeah, made one yesterday, made one today. Today I did damn pan pizza. Did it in a cast iron skillet.
Yeah, it's good either way.
It's good either way.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's very bready, so it's like I can't really eat anything else today. But, you know, that's what I mean. It's like, that's why even if I had an Easter basket full of candy, I would feel really bad about eating it. I like the white chocolate bunnies. That's how you always knew it was my Easter basket, because everybody else is like, white chocolate, gross, like all my siblings and stuff. But my grandma was super cool, and she knew that I liked white chocolate better than anything.
I didn't like any of those bunnies.
And so she always like got me a white chocolate bunny.
When I was a kid, those little bunnies were a sign of fucking that shit was going to be bad.
Well, it depends on what kind of bunnies you get. Like Palmer is, you know, the Palmer brand ones, which is, you know, that you only mainly see that around Easter time. Those are terrible.
Yeah, those are the ones I kind of, they were hollow.
Yeah.
And it's like eating wax. It just didn't have a chocolate flavor. It was sweet.
I don't think, honestly, not from what I could determine, I don't know, and I don't know if this is the case, but I have heard that Palmer's chocolate bunnies, they're not legally allowed to call them a chocolate bunny or milk chocolate because it doesn't have enough cocoa fat or enough butter fat or whatever. You know what I mean? Because you have to have like a certain percentage of all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I think they are just like chocolate. You have to call them chocolate flavored. You can't call them
milk those
chocolate.
Are the ones I mostly remember.
Yeah, that's like the cheapest kind.
I didn't eat them. And you get like six or seven of them.
Yeah.
Because relatives would give them to you. Now, every now and then you get one that was solid.
Yeah.
Those were good.
That's what I had. Yeah. My grandma always got me like the white chocolate.
You couldn't eat it all in one day.
I don't know who made it. I don't remember if it was like Whitman's or what's that other one that starts with an R. I can't remember. It wasn't Palmer though.
But came in a box with a clear
cover. Yeah.
Remember? And they were heavy.
Yeah.
And they weren't as thick, but they were solid. They were probably about 3/4 inch thick.
Something like that.
They were probably about, you know, 9 inches tall.
That's what I always got. I always got a white chocolate one like that. Or maybe it was Russell Stover.
Might be Russell Stover.
Which is like a step up.
Yeah, I think
definitely
that's
a big step up from fucking Palmer. Because like I said, Palmer is like kind of like the bullshit.
That was like the bullshit cheapest
chocolate. And then we'd have like one Cadbury egg in there because you can't really eat more than one of those because they're so like sweet.
Yeah, like get all those too. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was kind of like a fake Christmas. There'd be a lot of stuff. And some of that shit was just filler.
Well, and sometimes you get like little toys and shit like that. Right. You know what I mean? It was mostly candy, but you know, my grandma, she's like super awesome, and she used to go all out like for all the kids. And I have like I had a lot of siblings and a lot of cousins, so she would get like a big basket for everybody with specific stuff that everybody liked in there.
They tried to give me all that chocolate. I didn't like that shit, man. I wanted shit like Zots. Remember Zots? Zots and Pop Rocks and fucking bottle caps. And fucking, I like the real Jolly Ranchers.
He likes fruity ass candy.
I like fruity candy. Yeah, I was into all
that. I like Jolly Ranchers. But as a whole, I won't turn down like fruity candy. But if I am picking a candy, I usually always pick something chocolate or something with nuts in it. Or something with mint.
Yeah. We saw a decent movie last night. It was kind of like a throwback movie. Felt like I was watching a really good, old-fashioned what's that
direction? John Carpenter.
John Carpenter, yeah. Fucking shit. Names always fucking elude me. It's kind of like watching a really good John Carpenter movie. And it was called VFW.
Yeah.
It was good. It even had a John Carpenter-style soundtrack to it. It sounded like Carpenter playing.
It really did. It kind of had that kind of throwback
low budget movie
aspect to it.
Low budget movie, done excellently, had good practical effects. It was kind of like Assault on Precinct 13 mixed with Escape from New York, and maybe like the tone was like The Fog.
Yeah.
The visual.
But it had like a lot of like over-the-top gore.
A lot of over-the-top gore, yeah.
I mean, we're going to be doing like this.
We're going to do a full review.
We're going to do a full review on the next matinee show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we've been watching them like over the week.
I got it off of Xbox. Standard definition, I think it was $3.99.
Yeah.
On standard definition. The thing is it looked good in standard definition because they're trying to make it look like it was shot on old film.
Yeah.
You know,
like old 16mm.
Yeah,
so it's like kind of grotty looking.
It's trying to take you back to like 83 or something.
And I think they pulled that off successfully.
Yeah, go rent it. It's good.
Yeah, it was a hell of a lot of fun. I thought, yeah. And it's got like a lot of like really good actors in it.
Yeah, it's got the dude that played Scully from Commando.
Commando, yeah.
He's in it. It's got that black dude that I think
Fred Williamson.
Fred Williamson. He played in a lot of stuff.
He was in a lot of blaxploitation.
Yeah, yeah. He's in it. Had the dude from Cheers.
Yeah, George Wendt.
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of horror lately.
Right.
Well, not lately, but over the last 20 years or so.
Then it had a couple of the cool guys that I don't really recognize. Oh, it had the dude that, the dude that played in Karate Kid, the bad guy.
Yeah, 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 the bad guy.
The guy who was in charge of Cobra Kai, he was in it.
And who's still on Cobra Kai, the TV show.
That's a really good one, too.
I wonder when the third season of that is coming out.
Should be soon.
I mean, it might have gotten, like, delayed because I don't know if they're still, like, filming shit.
Cobra Kai was excellent.
Yeah, I really liked it.
It got better as it went.
That was, like, we actually...
I'd like to see that again.
Yeah, we actually upgraded to, like, you know, the higher echelon YouTube just so we could watch it. Because it was a YouTube original.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's excellent. And it's like, that's coming from somebody. I liked, like, The Karate Kid, like, the first movie. The other ones were dumb, but...
Yeah, part two is kind of dumb.
But the first one was...
Part one is an epic, iconic movie, especially if you were a kid and you saw it in that era.
Yeah.
You know, back when people weren't sure, didn't know about fake dojos and, you know, McDojos and fucking fake martial arts and Bushido and shit. We didn't know about that. You know, and it's karate. It's a karate movie.
Yeah.
You could fight with karate. You'd get your ass whipped against a fucking equal or better fighter who's doing MMA. But if you just have to deal with just untrained fucking bullies, sometimes karate could work. But you had to become a badass. I mean, there's a lot of shit they're not telling you. It's not just karate alone. It's also weight training and fucking diet and learning how to take a beating. You know, there's a lot of shit involved.
I feel like
fighting, you know.
I feel like in fighting, that is one of the like least talked about aspects, but something that I think is the most important thing is learning to like
take
get
a
your
fucking
ass
beaten and not fucking really getting upset
and
about
just
it.
Yeah, and just like get back up and shit like that, because that's like a big part of fights.
Yeah,
it's taking abuse.
We used to get in fights in the fucking army, and we'd try to beat each other up, but we were afraid of leaving, like, serious bruises. You know what I mean? Because you could get in trouble. You get an Article 15 for fighting.
Yeah.
So you had to fight without doing a whole lot of damage to the guy's face. You'll get in trouble.
I know, but it's... Like...
But you just learn from that experience on how to fucking take a beating.
Yeah.
And we used to get into fights to where neither guy won. You just got fucking tired.
Yeah, it's just like, man, fuck it.
I'm wore out, man. Just you want to keep on going. You want to keep on going. You know, bam, 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 bam. Body blows and stuff. You know what I mean? Slaps. And you'd hit the dude, but you'd hit him in the side of the head. You know what I mean? To try to keep him from getting a black eye, you know? And you just fucking, and it's like a fucking workout, man. You're like 15 minutes into that shit. It felt like you've been doing it for fucking an hour, you know? Kicking and shit, you know, and then you'd be all fucked up. You had to run in the morning and shit, you know, you're limping.
Like, why do we do that?
Well, no, you knew exactly why you did it. It was serious at the time. It's just you're trying to, you put a bunch of fucking alpha males and sigma males together, it's going to be a fucking pissing match. The infantry, the army infantry is the ultimate, or not the ultimate, but it's entry level tough man competition. Ultimate tough man competition shit like SFOD or, you know, fucking Special Forces and Ranger fucking in the Army, fucking tough, man. Hard. You know, just the sleep deprivation alone. They're not fighting each other. You're just fighting yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to tell your body to do things that it's just not supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
You know, no sane person would be doing the shit that that you have to do to get through Ranger school. You know, it's just sleep and food deprivation and just nothing but doing patrols over and over again and fucking grass drills and smoking yourself. And Pops did a really good series of telling about how he went through. If you go on BitChute, go fucking find a channel called Redonkulous, and that's Pops' channel. He's ex Special Forces and ex Infantry and ex Ranger, and he'll tell you about all those schools and fucking, it's like volunteering to go to Auschwitz. That's what it's like.
I believe it.
Yeah. Bad. Especially back in those days. I don't know if they fucking made it easy, you know, which he'll talk about that too, because it looks like they made it a little bit easier. But, and who knew who else was a badass Ranger? A lot of people don't know this. James Earl Jones. Darth Vader was a fucking Ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And note how he doesn't go around telling everybody. Bet you guys didn't even know that.
Didn't even know that, but he's a fucking Ranger.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and that's why, that's what we were talking about the other day. It's like people that are actually really Rangers or really badasses, he's not talking about it. Don't go around having to tell everybody.
Yeah.
And trying to, like, use it to pick up women at bars.
Yeah, no.
That's just not what's happening.
Rangers understand human limitations.
Yeah.
Because you're constantly battling against human limitations.
Yeah, like you've kind of been to the ends of the earth and come back.
Yeah, and it's all really, the body's part of it, but also it's basically it's willpower.
Yeah.
Unlimited willpower. But there's, you know, what held me back from it was swim test. I just simply just could not pass that fucking swim test, which was swim down to the bottom of the pool and get that rucksack and swim back up with it.
Yeah, and it weighed what?
Fucking, before the water got into it, I think it was about 40 pounds.
Yeah.
And you're doing this in full uniform with your rifle and your helmet on.
Yeah.
At least it was back then. They throw it into the deep side of the pool. Swim test got me.
I don't think I'd be able to do that either. Yeah.
Swim test got me.
Like, I'm a good swimmer, but
yeah,
that's a whole other level.
That wasn't Ranger school. That was pre-Ranger.
The thing that was leading up to it.
It leads up to it, right.
Yeah. But yeah, I can see how that would knock a lot of people out, because very, very few people could probably do that.
To even get a shot at Ranger school, you had to pass this little pre-Ranger course to show your chain of command that you were worthy of at least being sent to the school.
Right.
But what was funny is that, you know, the actual school, they'd have dudes from fucking, you know, clerks from, you know, people from fucking water purification specialists. They'd be sending their guys to it and immediately get kicked back.
Yeah.
Because it's on the first day of fucking Ranger school, fucking about it, 70% of them would just, fuck it, I can't take it.
Because they do all the hard shit first to, like, weed everybody out.
Just weed everybody out, right.
Because they don't have to waste their time.
What it was is that the units, infantry units, good ones, didn't want to be embarrassed or dishonored by having anybody that sent that had no chance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They were like, well, if we're going to send you to Ranger school, we want you to at least be able to fucking put up with it for a month.
Yeah.
None of that shit where you
well,
know,
yeah, like I said, otherwise it'd be like a waste of time and money.
It's a waste of time and money, and it's also dishonorable.
Yeah.
Because then you're failing alongside some water purification specialist.
Yeah, I can
You guys that. Don't understand the fucking rivalry within the Army. Not only is it between units, it's inside units. Like, oh, fuck Alpha Company. They're a bunch of fucking pussies.
Because men are the biggest bitches in the world.
I ain't going to that fucking... Yeah.
They really are.
I ain't going to Alpha Company. I'm staying right here in Charlie Company. Fuck those pussies. You know, just... Yeah.
Oh, humans.
Yeah. They ain't shit. Fucking wimps, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah, so I guess that's probably all that we're going to talk about.
Oh, no, today, I want to mention the thing that's about China. China's fucking abusing black Africans right now. You guys have been sending me videos. Subscribers been, look at this video. Videos of them fucking kicking black people down the street and shit. And fucking, they got signs up even on McDonald's printing in English. If you're black, don't come in here, you know, for health reasons and shit. Basically, what happened is that the Chinese are saying that they didn't fucking spread COVID. It had nothing to do with their wet marks. It was black people. Ain't that something? Yeah. Started off first, it was the Japanese did it. All right.
That's what I would have suspected.
That didn't pan out. And then they said American Army did it. Because there was a couple of American Army guys down there at the time that the fucking break out. And now they're going, oh, fuck it. We didn't do it. The black people did it. Ain't that some shit?
Well, this is the thing. Like I said, and we were talking about this the other day about how I was actually surprised at how most people seem to be like handling this pretty well, which I didn't suspect. However, there's always going to be a contingent of people, especially something like this.
Not in China.
Well, especially something like this that's affecting the whole entire world and is not really controllable by any person. Like, it's larger than any one person or group of people. So you're always going to get people, you know, in uncertain situations who are going to be looking for a scapegoat.
Yeah, and China's blaming everybody but China, and they're not, but has nothing to do with fucking
the thing is, it's like
frying dogs alive and nothing to do with fucking all that kind of shit.
Viruses are like no one's, not necessarily anyone's fault. It's they just happen.
Well, in the Chinese mind, it is. You know what I mean? If fucking they're saying, no, we're not dirty. You know, the black people are dirty. So this shit's fucking going bad, man. Fucking these people are assholes, man. Remember that fucking guy in Hong Kong? He became a meme. He's the Hong Kong guy. He's got the fucking mask on. He goes, China is asshole.
No, I didn't.
He didn't say, oh, yeah, yeah, it was funny. China is asshole. He had it right, man. China is asshole.
The whole country is asshole.
China is asshole. Yeah. It's fucking funny. But, yeah. So, and now China's got all of its fucking Chinese-owned. All the Chinese-owned fucking news stations are saying that, you know, well, this has been going on for weeks, that China didn't do it, you know. You can tell who works, which one of these, you know, all these news channels, most of them are owned by China. You can tell. You can tell which ones are Chinese-owned. They won't say anything bad about China. They go to talk about China's bad, you're a racist. Man, it's China. It's China fucking paying them to say that. They'll lose their job if they talk bad about China.
Well, like I said, especially
they did the same thing with those fucking basketball players. Remember that? They couldn't say anything bad about China. Well, we're not gonna say anything bad about China because they own all those fucking ball teams. We need to fucking break off that. It's a fascist country, all right. It's a fascist communist country, and it's very racist. You know, if you don't believe me, you just go on Serpent ZA, the YouTube channel. He lived there. He married a Chinese woman. You know, he likes the Chinese people and. You know, he and his wife had to leave, and racism had a lot to do with it. He's a white guy, and it's just they think that they're better than everybody else in the fucking world, man. Their government tells them that. Same thing the German government told the Germans back in World War II. That same shit. Yeah, I've spoken my piece about it.
Well, you know, and like I said, it's the whole thing is stupid because a virus isn't caused by anybody necessarily; they just happen.
But in the mind of the Chinese nationalist and Chinese ultra nationalist is that they are totally pure, and there's no way any disease could spring from anything that they did.
Yeah,
you know, it has, and you know, I just saw videos of dudes frying dogs alive, and then with meat cleavers cutting one dog apart, and then the other dog's in the cage right next to it watching it happen. And I was like, man, these dudes are fucking inhuman, man. I couldn't do that. They just couldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have some kind of an empathy, you know, even for things that aren't human.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dogs and cats and even wild animals. And, you know, I'm a hunter. I hunt deer. But I'm not cutting a living deer apart, you know. Just a single shot, you know, kills it nearly instantly. You know, I just can't torture an animal, you know, because it tastes better. That's what they say. It makes it taste better. And I turned on them, you know.
Well,
I turned
on the idea. Animal torture is fucked up.
Yeah, and it's not just, you know, well, that's racist. Bullshit. The Koreans didn't do that. The Koreans would be, you know, their hair would stand on the back of their head because you don't do that to an animal. The Japanese wouldn't do that. They might cut a living fish apart, but that's pretty, you know, during that sushi thing.
Most people would do that.
But yeah. A fish is pretty damn primitive, you know what I mean? It's not the same as a fucking dog.
Yeah, like a mammal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
A fish is just a couple steps above a bug, really.
Yeah.
There's not much to it.
Although, to be honest, I've done it before because I used to go fishing a lot with my family when I was younger, and I've caught a part of living fish before, but I even felt bad doing that.
Yeah.
I fucking feel bad stepping on a bug, even accidentally. Yeah.
Now, those...
Except a cockroach.
Those things like, you know, squid and octopi and stuff like that, I couldn't cut that alive.
No.
They're those pretty intelligent.
Those are intelligent.
Yeah, and they have a lot of sensory stuff in them, you know. I saw this one Japanese girl, she was pulling a damn mantle off of a living squid. And that squid, because that fucking hurt, you know what I mean? And I just...
Well, yeah, they have like, sensory organs like all over. Like all their over. Brain is like all over.
Yeah, their
over.
Brain is their whole body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So... I got no problem with eating these animals, but they've got to be humanely slaughtered.
Yeah.
You know? So, as quickly as possible. I'm not
Yeah, so they don't, like, know
so they don't
what's
suffer.
Kind.
They don't even know what's going on. Right.
Yeah, I would, honestly, right. Most people would prefer that.
Right.
I think. But, yeah, so, anyway, I guess have a good rest of your Easter. I should have, like, got Pookie in here and put some little bunny ears on
she's
her or something
asleep.
Like that.
She's asleep, and she's wrapped up around that, you know, that little wand that has the damn...
Yeah, she has this little... It's like a little clear wand, and it has, like, this long, like, fabric
like, looks like
leopard
zebra,
print.
Yeah, zebra skin.
Or something like
she
that.
It's got a bell on the end of it. She likes to chase it.
Yeah.
And
she was
playing with it, you know what I mean? She fell asleep, and I threw it to her. Had it all wrapped up, and she fucking grabbed it like that. Went back to sleep.
So she's sleeping in there with her little, like, the little wand toy.
Little wand, yeah.
Like, laid in her bed.
Yeah, she's got it.
Aw,
yeah.
She's so cute.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, have a good rest of your Sunday and your Easter Sunday if you're celebrating that, and we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow.